This is the Jason and Tony Case You Missed It podcast.
In Australia, there was a guy running around flashing people in a park.
Shame on this fella.
This one lady, she got flashed, and she started talking to other women who go to the park and run and all that stuff. Sure enough, they'd been flashed, too. This guy was going everywhere, just, you know, hey, look at here.
Oh,
hey, look at this.
Oh, dirty-minded weirdo.
Well, they got tired of it. Cops never could catch him. So this lady decided what she was going to do is put on a gorilla suit and sit in the park and wait for the guy to do it again. She says she wore the costume because she felt like it would hide her identity. Yes. Yeah, a gorilla suit normally does that.
Yeah.
Well, she ended up catching him. She took pictures, called the cops, and they caught him. So the gorilla suit worked, and they caught the flasher. So congratulations
to her. Gorilla suit lady.
Now, Tony, weren't you also caught by a woman in a gorilla suit?
No. It wasn't a gorilla suit.
That was just how she looked.
Her name was Chewbacca. It didn't work out. It was a long time ago. Shut up, Jason. In case you missed it.
Urban Outfitters is selling old VHS tapes, $40 for five of them. You could be rich. Do you have any still? And if so, what's on them?
I got tons of them.
Any you can say on the radio? Because you sound like the kind of guy that might have, you know, the back room type.
No, I don't have none of them. But if I did, I wouldn't admit it.
Okay, good.
I don't have nothing like that. But I've got the... let's see, Tombstone,
good one,
Wayne's, all kind of stuff like that.
Tombstone's probably one of my favorite movies of all time.
I'm more Young Guns.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I've got that one, too.
Do you have Roadhouse?
That I'm not sure.
Oh, man, if you had Roadhouse, you'd have the trilogy of awesome dude movies.
Yeah.
I've got them, and there's four different big boxes. I don't know why I save them. I've got, I was looking a while ago off in the back room. I've got three cases of cassette tapes going plumb back into the 80s.
Oh, my.
Rocky IV. That's another must-have, Rocky IV. Man,
that
whenever...
come out in 85.
Jeez, Lord, dude, man.
Whenever Rocky was training in the barn, I was little, I wanted to go find someone with a barn, someone who owned one so I could train in one, too.
You never found one, obviously.
Shut up.
Uh-huh. Out my grandfather's house, and he had Harry and the Hendersons and Titanic.
Best movie ever made is Harry and the Hendersons.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Titanic.
No.
I thought you wanted to do the We're on Top of the World thing here real quick.
No.
You sure?
No.
Oh. Okay.
I'm in the back.
King of the World. Is that what it was? I'm King of the World.
Yeah.
Do you want to be Leo, or do you want me to be Leo, Tony?
I don't
want to
do it.
Whoever's Leo.
No, ain't gonna happen.
Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, have a good day, guys.
See you. Bye.
Oh, yeah, and this here happened too.
When you pray today, you might want to throw this in there. Please, dear Lord, don't let me die in a porta potty fire.
Ooh.
Because doesn't that sound like the worst possible way to go?
Oh, gosh, that'd be awful.
This has happened in Baltimore, Maryland, Sunday afternoon. The fire department got dispatched over to M&T Bank Stadium. There was a fella in the porta potty. Porta potty on fire.
Oh. Okay, what'd be worse, burning in it or drowning in it?
In the blue water?
The blue water.
Used blue water or new blue water?
Used blue water.
Nah. I don't know.
Whoa,
I don't
that's
know.
That's a hard one, ain't it? Sorry, yeah. I had to throw that in there.
Oh, man.
Either way,
it's a terrible way to go.
Oh, my goodness.
And yeah. I just can't even imagine the smell of that.
But the heat.
Ah, no.
And then
you know what heat does to porta potties anyway.
And then all that would be in there cooking.
I know.
But, you know, also the Flamin' Deuce Coupe was also a car. I'm sorry. If you wasn't listening, you probably missed this right here.
Jason, look over there.
Oh, my gosh.
It's that Weather Channel's Ted Nugent. That's Jim Cantore.
Yeah.
Let him on in here.
Jim
Cantore. Well, good morning, Jim Cantore, weather guru guy.
Hey, guys, good morning.
Hi. You getting into the shower?
I'm about to step into this.
Hey, it looks like the water pressure is intense.
It's just a whole different world.
Wow.
Pretty strong.
I changed the settings on the shower head. Put it over to massage.
Very hard when it comes down like that.
How long do you take these showers like this?
Guys, you know, we're going to be in this for hours.
Ooh, I think your air conditioner just came on.
The winds are howling 50, 60 miles per hour.
Jim Cantor, get out of that shower. That's awful.
It's just stinging. I gotta step out of this a little bit.
They lost. Well,
Jim Cantor.
They lost.
Man, I tell you.
Hey, I'll see you later, Jim Cantor. Be safe. Here's another and you might have missed.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Dyslexus. A Dyslexus is a luxury car with everything inside it backwards. You fill the gas tank to empty. Dyslexus.
Last Tony's Word of the Day.
Oh yeah, and this here happened too.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to sniff the fuzz that they pick out of their belly buttons.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
Oh yeah, and this here happened too.
The alternative history of the Upper Cumberland. Today, let's look into the history of hard liquors, which, ironically, started right here. There was the Livingston Liquor. He would walk up to people and lick their food, then insist people give it to him, or he would lick more of their food. He started a trend that went across the entire United States of America. There was the Lexington Liquor. He would run up to cars at red lights, lick their windshield, then charge them for cleaning it. And we can't forget about the Long Island Liquor. He licked metal things, like manhole covers, till one January his face got stuck to some railroad tracks. Our lick list wouldn't be complete without Lenny the Lubbock Liquor. He was a trash can licker, till his liquor made him sicker, then sicker quicker. That was the end of Lenny the Lubbock Liquor. Don't let Prohibition fool you. There's always been hard liquors. This has been the alternative history of the Upper Cumberland.
If you wasn't listening, you probably missed this right here.
Every single day, Tony and I go through news stories. We find one that's positive and uplifting, and we call it the real good. You know those guys that spend like 6 hours at the gym every day? They get really huge. They wear Affliction t-shirts, drive a four-door Jeep with blackout rims.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, every now and then we need those guys.
The opposite of us.
The opposite of us, yes. Those guys.
Strong guys.
There was a couple in Michigan. They got into a bad car crash last Thursday. They were in a Jeep Cherokee, but you can't even tell from the photos what kind of vehicle it was. They just,
well, it's a bad
it was a Jeep
red.
Cherokee. The woman in the passenger seat was able to get out of the SUV, but the guy in the driver's seat was pinned. He was hanging halfway out of the window, couldn't move because he was pinned between the SUV and a speed limit sign.
Oh, poor dude.
Four people tried to rush the car or try to push the car so he could get out, but it wouldn't budge. But then here came 29-year-old muscle dude Ryan Belcher.
Listen to what Ryan did, y'all.
He happens to be a professional power lifter, and he showed up on the scene. He weighs 350 pounds. He squats 950, can bench press over 500 pounds.
Whoa.
He realized they only needed to move the SUV a few feet, so he reached through a broken window, started lifting and pushing at the same time and moved it just enough for them to pull the guy out.
Dang, go Ryan.
The paramedics got him to the hospital. He was seriously injured but survived, and Ryan went to see him at the hospital the next day. The dude's massive in these pictures, too. I mean, he is absolutely filling out his affliction t-shirt.
These people needed some muscle, and the good Lord provided sent some muscle.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man, these guys, oh, man. Send him. He's huge.
Awesome.
He can squat 950 pounds. So, what was his name?
Ryan
Belcher. You are real good.
And that there has been Jason and Tony's, in case you missed it.